be perfectly honest with you, I took to the lifestyle of a stone. I laid down just for 10.5 minutes. I put the alarm clock, and then I just couldn't. I didn't wake up, and then Gaurahari came at the time, 11 o'clock, and tried to wake me up. He brought some cows which walked over me, but to no avail. It's the jet lag. I don't know what else to say. And then again he came, and this time they shot bullets in the room so that there's enough sound to wake up even a dead man. And finally, when all the bullets were shot, I woke up. Thank you, Madhava, for chanting it. I'm really ashamed, but please forgive me. What to say, Hare Krishna. But as we are in a workshop of the holy name, and you were singing the holy name, everything from another perspective is all right. But I didn't want to lie to you and say everything is normal. I've never experienced this in my life before, but they say in Australia, these things happen, and no problem. But for me, I want to sincerely ask you for forgiveness. It was something out of my control, Hare Krishna. A little while ago, I received a gift which for me is the best gift of all the gifts which have come my way. When I received the gift, it was very much packed in. There were many layers of package. And finally, when I came to the last, this was the gift. And I opened it up. I didn't know what it was. And as I opened it up, I thought, well, maybe this will change your life, Sachinanda Swami. It looks really promising, but with jewels and pearls and Hare Krishna. And then, as I peeled away everything, my best and only deity revealed himself. What it is a mantra traktaka that is an aid for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In our tradition, we often hear, like we heard this morning, the holy name is not different from Krishna. But this is something very, very difficult to understand. How can a name be identical with the named? How can it be that the substance is identical with the sound vibration, which in this world is only a representation of the object? For instance, water represents the liquid which quenches the thirst. But Krishna is not a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sound vibration is identical Or as we heard this morning, Binadvang Nama Namino. Now in order to... I'm looking still for something. In order for us to understand this, in our tradition, the yogic technique of Traktaka has been applied to the Maha Mantra. Traktaka is a process of concentration. When you do Traktaka, you collect your thoughts and your mental power on one little object. For instance, the yogis will stare at the tip of their nose just to focus with their glance all their thoughts and make it like a laser. Or what they do in the modern times, they may light a candle and stare at the light of the candle. By doing this for a long time and not allowing the mind to go anywhere else, and also not to allow the eyes to go anywhere else, the thoughts are concentrated in a large degree. I'm aware of one yogi who helped a prisoner who was actually a just man. This prisoner had been made prison by some gang of politicians who needed him to be away from the public and put him into prison. And there was a bribe of $20 million to the judge who accepted the bribe in order to persecute him unfairly and unjustly. So the yogi had heard about this, and he decided to help him by influencing the thought of the judge. What he did is, he sat before a wall, put a dot on it, and then said to his disciple, "Go in 2 weeks to the court case where this poor man is, where the plan is to judge him and put him for life into the prison. And you will see that he is pronounced to be a free man." And the one who has done this pronunciation is me here in my little cave. I will influence the mind of the judge, and I read it in German. Who are the people around the judge? Who counsel the judge? The jury. Die Geschworenen, we say in German. But it's the jury, it sounds right. So this disciple went to the court case, and it was clear this man would be judged and he would be put into prison for life. But as the court case came to its end, the judge all of a sudden revoked everything he had said, and the jury started to discuss, "This cannot be done, this cannot be done, this cannot be done, this can be done, this can be done, this must be done." They also experienced a change, and this man was put into freedom again. So the disciple came back and reported this to the yogi, and the yogi said, "Well, this is how powerful the mind is when it is concentrated. It can influence a judge and its jury what to do, what to speak of other things." It's a material example by which I wanted to illustrate what is traktaka, that is, to take the mind from everything else and to focus it on one point. In our tradition, this process, that is focusing the mind on something which is visible in front of your eyes, is done in regards to the Mahamantra. And therefore devotees since time immemorial have written down the letters of the mantra, like it is done here, and while chanting, looked on it, focused their mind, and experienced a lot of blessing. Virachandra Prabhu, the exalted son of Nityananda Prabhu, for instance, is reported to have a Nam Traktaka, which was on a black stone. It was big like this. The stone one day came floating down the river. Virachandra ran into the river and took this stone, which for some reason floated out of the river, and saw the Mahamantra was on it. And he then put this Nam Traktaka, or Nam Brahma, as it is called, on the altar before him, and since then always chanted before this. It is known that Jagannath Das Babaji had a similar Nam Brahma. It was also chiseled on a stone, and he would look at it, look at him, I should better say, when he was chanting. And the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his name is, who knows, Gokishore Das Babaji, yes, thank you. He also had a Nam Brahma, and he said, if you chant while looking on the holy name with your eyes, then one day the divine couple Radha and Krishna will appear from this. We in our Hare Krishna movement have mantra cards. They were published in the early days, and we would give them to others. It would say, chant Hare Krishna, and then the whole mantra was there, and then in small letters, and your life will be sublime. But upon investigating this and asking Srila Prabhupada, he said, you're supposed to chant and then sit before this and bring the mind to this. So the way the Nam Traktaka is worshipped, I will show you. Can I have something like a little table or something to place the Nam Brahma on this? It seems you're looking. It can be also a clean loudspeaker box. Do we have an extra one? Oh yes, this is even better. This is the perfection. Thank you so much. Yes, can we turn it around so that it's yeah, I was thinking of even go like this. There's a reason for this. Yes, we have. So the way he can be worshipped is like this. This is what I learned. In order to make the sadhaka understand that this holy name is identical with Krishna, the worshipper will place kantimalas around him. Yeah. Then to further understand that he is a person who needs to be refreshed, a cup of water is placed before him. That there is no dust in the water. A protective cover is put there. And because the devotee wants that the Lord will enter his heart, which is something like a dry desert, protective shoes or sandals are placed before him. Then to further make us understand this is the Lord Himself, the Lord's unique feature, that is a peacock feather. Is placed there. And then the chanting of the holy name is commenced in all seriousness. I noticed that many of you start photographing, which is good. Please don't feel encouraged to photograph, and maybe later also. My dear devotees, I'm showing this for a specific reason. This morning we heard Minatvang Namanamino in the verse. The name is not Bhinna. Bhinna means separated. It's not different from the named. But how will we understand this? One way to understand it is to place a Naam before us, and while we chant worship and worship Him like we will worship the personality, and in this way establish a relationship to Him. And one day this what the verse says, He will reveal Himself in all earnestness to the chanter, will come about. Of course, it is not necessary to establish a Naam Brahma for this. The name will reveal Himself also when you just sing and meditate about it. But since time, since a long time in our tradition, this is done as an aid. So I want to, in this workshop, try to lead you into chanting with full concentration. Therefore, we have published for all of you a Naam Brahma, which we will give you as a present. We could distribute the Naam Brahma now. If you don't obtain one, because today you are more than yesterday, please make yourself known later to my team, Gaurahari and Vanunandini. Yes, and tell them later on that you also need one, and then we will also give you a beautiful Naam Brahma. We will give you now this Naam Brahma, then I will explain how to use it in your own life. Is it beautiful? Gives to me the China. Gaurahari, he is a beggar. Yeah. What I wanted to do is lead you in a little ceremony of worship of the Holy Name. I wanted to guide all of you to actually do something like it is done in the tradition, something like you have seen this morning. I wanted to distribute to you incense sticks and then request you to worship the Naam Brahma. But before, I would love to guide you in a little meditation. Do you all have your incense sticks ready? Good. You will get incense. Then we need also fire people. You have. This really helps you to understand two things. To focus your mind while you chant, and to really understand that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. It forces you, in a way, to do this. Thank you. Wow. Are we complete? Everyone has an incense? Well organized, really. Like in Germany. Hare Krishna. By the way, the Germans are not so good organized. It's just that everyone thinks they are. Is this good? We will not, it's alright that you did it, but we will do it a little later. So just keep your enthusiasm for a while. Everyone gets the pujari out. So what I will try to now guide you in this. Actually, it's much better because then we have less distraction if we already light the incense. So our fire people should go around. Wow, this is good. Thank you so much, Gurahari. I'm getting a light. Madam Mahaprabhu, if you can already sit before the harmonium, because we will request you to chant it. Was there your harmonium, your mridanga manager available also? Janadana Prabhu? Janadana? Yeah, our Janadana, please. You please have your fire there. We will wait until you all are on fire. As we light your incense, please don't yet worship, but just have the incense ready. And then I want to read to you from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati prayers, prayer to the holy name, and then request you in something like a guided meditation on your relationship with the holy name. And at the end of this, we will all worship the Naam Brahma and pray for revelation as we sing together the Maha Mantra. Everyone is on fire. The hall looks wonderful, by the way. So, okay, let us start now. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed a wonderful prayer to the holy name, which is just very, very powerful in our little meditation this morning. I will read it to you now. How powerful is the holy name of Lord Krishna? Alas, my heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. When the holy name enters the core of my heart through the holes of my ears, it then showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name then speaks from within my heart. He moves onto the tip of my tongue and constantly dances there in the form of transcendental sound. My throat is choked up. My body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot stay still. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how rivers flowed from his eyes, which are his tears. Please, otherwise everyone will look at you and not hear anything. He says how his body pales, how he eventually falls unconscious, but then is awakened again to life by the holy name. Finally, he says, the holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, and it is the abode of astonishing mellows and shows such power to me. When Krishna's holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is stolen and taken directly to Krishna. When the holy name blossoms fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braj and reveals to me his own loving pastimes. This name gives me my own spiritual body. This name keeps me right at Krishna's side and destroys everything related to my mortal frame. And then he ends with a wonderful prayer, which I will read to you in a moment. But 3 years ago, we went with a group of devotees to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house across the Jalangi River. We took a nice boat and we went on the Ganga upstream, a long, long ride. We chanted. Madhava was there, I remember, and some others. And then we walked while chanting to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and there in the house we were reading this prayer. We were reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analogy that the holy name first may not reveal much of himself. He's like a flower bud which is closed. But when the holy name opens up, he becomes like a flower which blossoms. And we can smell the fragrance. That means we can realize the qualities. We can see the form of the flower which was hidden in the bud. So in the same way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when the holy name reveals, it is then when we can see his form, Krishna, Radha Krishna. It's then when we can realize his qualities. He's so kind, he's Bhakta Vatsala and Dina Bandhu, the friend of the fallen. And later, he even kidnaps us. He takes us from our mundane consciousness and brings us to Vrindavan, where we see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This happens when we worship the holy name through chanting. This morning, I would like to ask you to worship the holy name by waving the stick of incense just 7 times before the Nama Brahma. And while you do this, please reflect what the holy name means now to you. Where do you stand today in your relationship? And what do you wish to improve? Then pray earnestly to the holy name that, help me please to develop a relationship to you. You will see by this little process something wonderful will happen. Afterwards you will please put your incense stick into the hands of the fire people who have set you on fire and who will take the incense from you. I would love you now to do this little ceremony. You can take your Nama Brahma somewhere. I see some of you have already found a nice place before them. You can put it there on your chosen place, or on your lap, or in your hand. And please, in silence, let us now worship the holy name and pray to him to reveal himself as we chant his holy name. You may worship your Nama Brahma.